minor embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss.
Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Hey, with this whole new year, new you thing, you can try new items on the menu at the Peartree.
Like what?
Like a cheese tortellini, you know, with the shrimp and the scallops and the crab and whatnot.
Wow, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, it is. Settle down there.
I can't help it. It's a seafood trio and pasta. It's all I can think about.
Try something new at the Peartree Kitchen and Bar in Macon. View their menus online at thepeartreerestaurant.com.
Looking for a new couch, bed, or table? For over 40 years, Darren Dinger Furniture of Boonville has offered quality furniture at low, affordable prices. Choose from a wide array of sofas, recliners, occasional tables, bedroom, and dining sets from Best Chair, Ashley, Southern Motion, TEI, and more. They also have a variety of lift chairs in stock. Looking for a new mattress? Check out their line of mattresses from Therapeutic. Visit them on Facebook or at 312 6th Street in Boonville. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 9 to 4. As always, they offer free local delivery and service after the sale.
Boonville, who collected that win. This is a good test for both of these two teams. The Macon Tigers, 3-5, coming into tonight's contest as they're looking for win number 4. And they've had a little bit of turnover, losing three starters, having a little bit of a role identity, trying to get things figured out on that front. Things getting settled. They don't have one of their leading scorers in Bradley Butner, who's been dealing with a little bit of injuries and decided to call the basketball career. So they've been leaning on the likes of Jamison Hogsett, a senior who's averaging almost 19 points a game. I mean, and Nash Waller, how about the season he's having on the court? Averaged about 6 just 1 year ago, points per game. He has really stepped up and now has about almost 15 points a game. Those are two guys to keep an eye on for the Macon Tigers tonight. Meanwhile, for the Boonville Pirates, Jesse Oswald is in his second year at the helm as the Boonville Pirate coach. He is 5-5 on the season. They got a lot of interesting pieces. Only one senior in Clayton Gokenhauer. He is now a 3-year starter for the Boonville Pirates. And then it doesn't get much better than a guard in Avion Thomas, who is an All-State football player and also a big part of what Boonville likes to do in setting up things on the offensive side. And then they got an inside guy in Charlie Bronikowski, a sophomore who averages a double-double virtually every game. He is a strong inside presence, and we're expecting this to be a very fun game. You're going to hear from Macon coach Dale Devenport coming up. He's in his second year as the helm as the Macon Tigers coach in just a moment as you're listening to the Peak Sport in Spine Holiday Shootout on 99.9 The Captain and CentralMoInfo.com.
Well, happy, happy new year from your friends at C&R Markets, the celebration headquarters, with Aquastar shrimp rings only $4.49, Hillshire Little Smokies at $1.99, 2 liters of 7-Up products, 5 for $5, 10-pound value pack, 80% lean ground beef at $1.89 a pound, and fresh, never-frozen value pack chicken wings at $1.99 a pound. Check out our Nabisco Buy 5, Save $5 when you get a Nabisco snack cracker for only $1.49. From everyone at C&R Markets, we hope you had a blessed Christmas and a happy new year.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
We're back here on the Captain, CentralMoInfo.com, getting ready for the doubleheader between Macon and Boonville. Dale Davenport is the Tigers head coach. All right, coach, 3-5 on the year. What do you like about your team's performance 8 games in?
I think just coming out and, playing it hard each and every night, giving me everything they got. They've really tried to come out and, do what we try to do, execute game plans, move the basketball well. I think we've been a very unselfish team. I got a lot of guys stepping up, filling in some new roles, so that's nice to see. Our leaders have really taken the next level. You know, Nash and Jameson have really stepped up their game a lot this season. So I feel like we're not, you know, we're trending on the right side right now, and you know, we had a kind of little slow roll there, you know, early in the season, but I think we're playing a little bit better here right now.
And that was something that really stood out about this Macon team last year, was just the way you guys were dealing with a little bit of adversity from 2017, and then as soon as 2018 hit, boom, you guys hit a switch, and you guys were a completely different team. Do you get a similar vibe to you guys might be heading or trending in that same direction?
You know, I hope so. You know, I was kind of hoping that wouldn't be the case, that, you know, we would kind of be able to kind of just pick up where we left off. But that was kind of hard to, when you graduate, you know, two seniors that started every game, and as much as they meant to us, it's tough to replace that. So it takes a little time to get used to playing with each other. We just have to, you know, mesh, and it takes that time and practice of just getting everything together. We got a lot of young guys, like I said, stepping in and filling some new roles, and that makes it difficult. And so those two kids have gone. We had another kid who played last year as our sixth man and had some knee injuries, and so he decided not to play. So when you're talking about three kids, and you played about a 6 or 7 man rotation, and three of those kids are no longer gone, you know, besides Nash and Jameson, we're a completely different team. So it does take some time. But yeah, I think we're starting to mesh a little bit. We spend a lot of time on just, you know, basketball concepts and how the game's supposed to be played, and where that next pass is going to go, and how to help and rotate that defense and communication. And I feel like our guys are starting to do that a little better, which is helping us have a little success here.
Dale Devenport, Macon Tigers coach, joining us here on the Captain, CentralMoInfo.com. All right, you get a formidable opponent in Boonville Dare right now, 5-5. What stands out about them?
Oh man, they are very aggressive, athletic, physical. They look, you know, they're big. They look like a bunch of football kids out there. I think that they're going to be a team that we're going to have to really come out and play physical. We're going to have to get down and defend, be committed to boxing out. Just getting back on defense, make sure we're communicating. We can't let the you know, runs. I feel like I watched them on film several games, and they go on these runs where they'll start turning you over several times to get right back in a game that they're, you know, maybe they're not, is a 12-point lead, they get to 5 or 4 real quick. So we have to be able to handle the adversity. We can't dig ourselves holes. We've got to be able to come out, quick start, just play hard from the tip. But, you know, they're tough. I feel like 5-5 is kind of, you know, I think they have four of those get losses, less than 10-point games against really good teams. So they're going to be a handful, but we have to come out and get ready to play.
Macon Tigers coach Dale Devenport joining us here on the Captain. Coach, always appreciate the time. We'll talk postgame. Good luck tonight.
Hey, appreciate you. Appreciate the coverage.
We'll tip off Macon and Boonville next on the Captain.
Tigers!
Macon R1 School is on the fast track to success and united as a whole. School, students, and community-wide. Macon R1 strives for continuous improvement and takes pride in their accomplishments from top to bottom, whether it be in the classroom or on the field. Macon R1 School has great things happening all the time, always taking pride in giving their best. To find out more about the roar happening at Macon R1 School, visit their website at macon.k12.mo.us or check them out on
Tigers!
ConAgra Brands, local producer of Banquet frozen foods, takes pride in being a significant part of your mealtime needs. The top-notch people in the Macon area deliver everyday food in extraordinary ways. ConAgra Brands is a proud supporter of Macon and the surrounding communities. ConAgra Brands proudly supports all Macon students and athletes. Good luck, students, in your upcoming games and events from your friends at ConAgra Brands of Macon.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
For details, see Shannon Ray, your shelter insurance agent in Macon.
Welcome back to Fitzsimmons John Arena for the Peak Sport and Spine Holiday Shootout. Getting ready for the boys' game between the Macon Tigers and the Boonville Pirates. Macon's in their home whites, black numbers, orange trim with the Tigers across their their chest, and they'll win the opening tip-off. Meanwhile, Boonville is in the away blue uniforms with white numbers and trim in Boonville across the chest. Macon wins the opening tip-off. Their starting five is Blake Class, Nash Waller, Isaac Nobles, Jameson Hogsett, and Seth Bray. And here is Hogsett, the leading point scorer for the Macon Tigers, drives on the left baseline. We'll go up toward the left block, and we're going to get our first foul of the contest, and it is going to belong to sophomore Charlie Bronikowski of the Boonville Pirates. Avion Thomas is also starting, as well as John Crishman, or Crispin, I should say, and also Tramel Coleman. And Seth Bray getting the start today, gets the right side layup, and Macon takes a 2-0 lead. Up the left side here is Crispin. Dishes one out to the left corner for Clayton Gokenauer, and not anticipating the pass. It goes out of bounds. We're expecting an up-tempo, quick game between these two teams. They don't get to see each other often. As we mentioned, it's been 6 years since these two teams have played some hoops. At the top, here's Jameson Hogsett for the Macon Tigers. They're going left to right on your radio dial. Now over to Blake Class. Over to the right side for Hogsett. They exchange positions. He comes to the top. Boonville into man-to-man. Hogsett drives, pulls up for a two off the front rim, and Bronikowski gets the rebound for Boonville. Up left side for Crispin. Finds Tramel Coleman. Now to the right wing for Thomas. The All-State running back. Dishes one to the inside for Coleman off the window and in. Tramel Coleman gets a shot. And now on the right wing, Isaac Nobles, a sophomore. His three-point bid on the right elbow doesn't go. Up the left side, Avion Thomas. He gets bumped by Nash Waller in the process. In transition, now will be the senior's first foul. 6:22 to go here in the first quarter. 2-2 between Clarence Cannon and Tri-County Central. Macon being Clarence Cannon, Boonville, Tri-County Central. In their first year in the conference after being in the NCMC for years, they'll pass to the left side for Coleman. Tramel Coleman trying to penetrate the 2-1-2 zone of Macon. From the left side, kick out. Crispin thought about the three, doesn't take. Around to the right elbow for Thomas. Avion Thomas bounce pass to the inside to Bronikowski. Outlet right side. Gokenauer three doesn't go. Waller trying to get the rebound, and he steps on the baseline. While trying to crowd that rebound, Boonville gets it back. Thomas gets it again from the left side. Here's Gokenauer. Now over right, Bronikowski. Curls in, pulls up too strong. Rebounded by the Macon Tigers and Blake Class, the junior, trying to find Bray in stride and goes three rows up into the bleachers. Hurdled the chairbacks as well. Impressive hurdling there by Bray, and not able to get all tangled up in the process. And on that note, Boonville gets back. Partial press shown by the Tigers. And Pirates get into the backcourt. Onto the right elbow, Crispin around up top to Thomas. Man-to-man go to the Tigers. Left side for Coleman. Now trying to force one in, back out. Now right wing Thomas from the high post, right block, bounced, and into the hands of Seth Bray after a tipped anticipated pass. And now onto the right wing. Here is Nobles, cuts inside, got contacted towards the drive, and the foul is going to go on the junior Josh Crispin. That's his first. Two fouls already for the Boonville Pirates, 3 minutes into this contest. High lobbing inbound to the top of the key here for Hogsett. Takes it left block. Two rolls in. And Dale Davenport, probably one of the more energetic coaches you'll ever see in Big K country on the sideline. He is in it from start to finish. Barking out orders on the defensive side. Comes around to the top. Avion Thomas over to Coleman now. Thomas connects on the top of the key. Three. And Boonville has their first lead of the game, 5-4. Hogsett. Euro steps to the left side for Nobles. Back up top to Waller. Drive. Pulls up. 5-footer. His two rolls off right. And it's Coleman on the rebound, across the MACC logo at center court. On to the right wing here for Thomas. Inside, roll one over to Gokenauer, wasn't planning on it. And Coleman's there to bail him out. Back to Thomas. Junior passes it over to Coleman. He comes around to the top. Milikpias inside, now back out. Right wing, Crispin down on the baseline. This is Bronikowski. And now Coleman with three Tigers surrounding him. Fell to the floor off his shot, tipped out. And it'll be back to Boonville. Thomas again to the right to make him bucket. Back around up top to Gokenauer. Now to Coleman. Rotates it to the right for Crispin. Back up to Coleman. Now left side Thomas. Back to the right. High pass by Crispin. And reading the turnover is Class. Steal left side. His shot does go and deflected off the backboard. And they're going to call goaltending on the play. And on that note, it'll be 2 points for Blake Class. And Macon takes a 6-5 lead. Absolutely the right call there with Coleman trying to get the block. Completely whiffed on it and hit the backboard. And Jesse Oswald wanted to have a word with the referee, wondering did the shot even have an influence, or did the backboard even have an influence on that shot? And he might have a little bit of an argument there, and he is not going to win it. So Macon takes a 6-5 lead. And it'll be Thomas that'll take it. Partial pressure shown by the Tigers. Thomas trying to force one to Coleman. Stolen away by Class once again. Can he go 2 for 2? This time getting a hand is Thomas, but you could hear the thud off the right forearm of Blake Class from here. And that'll be a foul on the junior. So Blake Class, who also wears number 3 like Avion Thomas, who just picked up the foul, will knock home his first of 2 free throws. Blake is the son of Macon football coach Pete Class, and he hits both of his free throws as the backup quarterback for the Macon Tigers and now a first-year starter. Pete also in attendance, jotting down these statistics. Good to see him in attendance tonight. 2-on-1 off the turnover. Blake Class off the pass and Tanner Lytle. And they cannot get the 2 to fall. On the left side, Avion Thomas to the baseline. Rolls one out. Kick it. Crispin. 3. Bang! He's got it. And ties it up 8-8. Good ball movement from the Boonville Pirates. And it'll be Class that takes it. Trying to feed one over to Hogsett. It was off the left foot of Crispin. And Boonville will make some subs as ball went out. It'll be Brett Olhorn into the game. And DJ Westlock. On to the right corner. Here's Blake Class. Now over to Hogsett, around up top to Waller. They work inside Lytle, now to Hogsett. Trying to find Waller, can't do so. Now he does, left side. He unloads a 3, too shy, and it's rebounded by Boonville. Up left side, Crispin works around Class, takes it to the hoop. The hook, over to Bucket, gets his own rebound. And Westlock trying to kick one out to the top. And they're going to get a reaching foul on Seth Bray in the process of that skirmish. Now, Tramell Coleman will get the inbound, and Christian Rickenberg will check into the game first time for the Macon Tigers. Dale Davenport, and as a matter of fact, the entire Macon athletics department is really high on Rickenberg. Talk about him a little later on. Here's Hoxha trying to go coast-to-coast. His 2 off the front of the rim, and it's Tramell Coleman, the junior. He tries to go coast-to-coast the other way. His 2, it doesn't fall. And it'll be, and then on the crashing boards, it's Charlie Bralikowski. Ten to 8. Pirates with the lead. Right corner here is Waller. Finds Lytle. Backdoor on the baseline. Goes right under in the 180 and drops it home. Good work there by the junior Tanner Lytle, sinking in back door. 10 apiece. Buck 25 to go here in the first. And here on the left side, here is Tramel Coleman. Getting hand in was Tanner Lytle. And that'll be his first foul. He's got a little too aggressive in the process. And we'll see three come in for the Pirates. It will be Kellen Brownfield, Clayton Gokenhauer, and Avion Thomas. And Malik Brazil, I should say. Check that. Thomas is already in. He has the ball, trying to escape to make a trap on the left side for the senior Kellen Brownfield. Now to Brazil. To the inside. This is Gokenhauer turned around, and Seth Bray trying to get the block, and I think he got a little body in the process. He did. And that's his second. So Clayton Gokenhauer will go to the line. He started every game for the Boonville Pirates last year. And as we mentioned, he's a three-year starter as he knocks down the first of his two free throws. And the Pirates take an 11-10 lead. Might get some NAIA interest potentially down the road. Nothing concrete on that front, but he'll go 2-for-2 from the line. Has a big presence on the inside for Boonville. Meanwhile, here's the Tigers. Rickenberg off the right elbow. 2 won't fall. And it'll go the other way for Bronikowski. And now Hogsett gets the steal from the top. He'll try and take it all the way to the hoop. Pulls up 2 feet shy of it and air mills it to the back iron. 40 seconds to go in the quarter. Up to the right wing, Avion Thomas. Back over to Brazil. Malik Brazil turned around, the hook shot left side, and he fell to the floor offline to the right. And Charlie Bronikowski there on the cleanup. 14-10. Boonville with the lead, 23 seconds to go here in the quarter. Waller across the timeline, kick out left side. Lytle three, too shy, and rolls off of Waller's hands. Squirts it back out to the top, and it will be Colby Vincent that will try and grab it. And they're going to get a foul down under the bucket. It is going to be a push on Jameson Hogsett, and that'll be his first. From the left side, Lytle takes it over to the right now for Waller. Back out, corner for Lytle. 7 seconds to go here in the quarter. Here's Hogsett. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, top of the key, unloads a three and knocks it home. It's a one-point game, but Jameson Hogsett hitting the three-pointer, making it 14-13 as you're listening to the Peak Sport and Spine Holiday Shootout on the Captain at CentralMoInfo.com.
Tax season is almost here. World Finance invites you to meet with their tax professionals at one of their 77 locations across Missouri to prepare and file your returns. You could walk out the same day with a refund advance loan up to $5,000 at 0% interest. Stop by or go online at worldfilestaxes.com to schedule an appointment. The 0% interest refund advance loan is exclusive to World Finance tax refund customers and is offered to qualified individuals with no fees or interest in connection with the product. Tax filing through World Finance is required to qualify.
With a just reduced pricing from John Deere, you can now get more for less with Seidenstricker by your side. Get a new Deere for the new year for less with a John Deere 1023 tractor, just reduced to $8,599 and nothing down with 0% for 60 months. And for work or play, get a RSX 860M Gator utility vehicle for just $11,995. Visit any Seidenstricker location or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offer ends 1/31/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
We're back here on KIRK Macon and online at CentralMoInfo.com. Scott Lentz here. Eric Duick is also alongside. Stephen Holstein spinning dials back in the Moberly Motorsports desk tonight. 14-13, Boonville with the lead and with the ball and a layup to extend it to 16-13. Thanks to Clayton Gokenhauer, a little bit of busted defensive coverage by the Macon Tigers on that possession. Leading scorer right now is Gokenhauer and Charlie Bronikowski. They each have four. Uncorking a three on the right side is Rickenberg, too shy, rebounded by Boonville. It's Avion Thomas across the timeline. Cuts around to the left. Now no-look feed inside for Gokenhauer, and his hook shot drops in. A 4-0 run to start out the quarter for the Boonville Pirates. Here as Waller takes a step and gets called for a travel. He tried to do the NBA Euro step move thinking he was in the NBA, but he is not in the NBA, and in high school basketball, that is called a travel. So with that, Boonville gets it back. On to the left side, here is Gokenauer. Teardropper 2 is going right in, and a timeout call by Dale Devenport. And the Boonville Tigers, a 30-second timeout with 6:59 to go here in the quarter. Let's go ahead and thank some of our sponsors for making this holiday shootout possible. That would include ConAgra Brands, local producer of Banquet Frozen Foods, Macon R1 School District, Macon Healthcare Center, the Pear Tree Kitchen and Bar, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Ryan Roebuck, your State Farm insurance agent, Long Branch Trophy and Awards, Shannon Ray, your local shelter insurance agent, all of Macon. World Finance and Tax Service of Moberly, Horizon Credit Union of Macon, Sheraton, Knox, Monroe, and Sullivan Counties. Rick Service and Tire of Bevere, Macon Alliance State Bank of Macon and Monroe City. Darren Dinger Furniture of Boonville, CNR Market of Macon, Centralia Fayette, Slater, Shelbina, La Plata, Edina, Cahoka, Monroe City, California, Boonville, and also Fulton. So it'll be Nash Waller that will inbound it for the Macon Tigers. They will get it across the timeline. On to the left wing, this is Isaac Nobles. Back around up top here to Waller. Drives, and that is going to roll out of bounds as they tried to feed one inside for Hogsett, and it was tipped by Gokenhauer. So it will be Macon ball. Class from the right of the Boonville bucket. Round on the right corner, Nobles now plays catch with Foxit. Class steps out, kick over, Waller, left corner three, and that is too strong. Rebounded by DJ Westlock, who's back into the game. Thomas at the top. Right side, Brazil. Doesn't take it back around to the point guard for the Boonville Pirates. Thomas plays catch with Brazil. As Pirates, same patient with the offense, trying to get an open look. Now it is back to Westlock, off his chest, look pass, Brazil, left side for Gokenauer, drives left baseline, fadeaway jumper, too strong, and it's corralled by Waller. He takes it up right side, checks up just before the timeline, and trots across. Now Waller can't get it through, and Westlock gets the transition, and the two. Freshman gets his first points, 22-13, Boonville with the lead. Waller back to Class. Over to Waller on the left side, across the timeline, back to Class. Surveys the Boonville defense, which right now they're in a 2-1-2. Class from the top. Over on the left side here for Gokenauer. Back around over to Nobles, I should say. Now they'll go inside, trying to force one to Waller, and stolen away there by Gokenauer. And now in transition, Nobles grabs it back as they tried to feed it over to Westlock on the right wing. Now over to Hogsett. Catches it from the right hand. Takes it inside. Now over to the left. Nobles unloads the three. Too strong. And it will be Thomas on the rebound. Across the MACC logo at center court. From the right C. Back around inside. Back out. Brazil. Right elbow three. Splash. 25-13. Boonville with the lead. And then they'll come around over to Waller. Back over to Gokenauer. Fadeaway jumper. Too strong. And once again, Thomas on the rebound. Takes it to the top. But it is Rickenberg that gets a steal. And it'll just take it all the way. And no problem there for the potential Division I baseball player. 25-15. Around to the left side for Brownfield. Back up top to Gokenauer. He'll try his bit out of the three. Too shy. Rebounded by Hogsett. Hogsett in transition. Goes off his foot. And it looks like it'll remain with Macon on that. See Tramell Coleman check into the game for Boonville as Malik Brazil comes off the bench. Hits a three. And now takes a seat. class for Macon. Feels the trap, gets it around the Nobles, now to Lytle, left baseline two to Strong, and up the right side is Kellen Brownfield for Boonville. He takes it up to the top. On to the right side for Thomas. Gets a ball screen through Gokenauer, tries to pivot, can't do so. Rolls one onto the left side. Beautiful feed to Tramell Coleman, who just went in and alone, and that was all set up because of the eyes of Gokenauer. And now they try and show the press again. Waller grabs it for Macon at the top. 27-15, Boonville with the lead. 3:20 to go in the half. Here is Class. Resets to Macon offense. Leaking out his Nobles. The sophomore takes it. Now left side. Tanner Lytle. Three. Yes, sir. Tanner Lytle with five. 3 minutes to go here in the quarter. Back over to Coleman. Inside. Westlock. His two. Over to Bucket. Jesse Oswald jumping around saying, you got to have that. Now Class, the other way. Heaves one up. Nobles trying to bail him out, and he can't. Now tempo slowing down as Brownfield will take it for the Boonville Pirates. Over onto the right side, here's Thomas. Thomas, right wing for Gokenauer, takes it to the baseline, under the hoop, and a blocking foul has been detected in the process. And who will this go on? They'll give it to Nobles. His first. Each team has five fouls here. Thomas checks out as well as Brownfield for the Boonville Pirates. We'll see Sam Esser into the game first time. Here's Gokenauer, right side. Coleman, three, and rolls off the front. Hawks it, rebound, has double team stripped. Westlock, the two, no go. And this time Macon has space. Colby Vincent, left side for Nobles. Now to Class, back up top to Waller, now to Hogsett. Hogsett attacks the zone. The two can't get it to fall. Gokenauer to rebound, back over to Coleman. 2 minutes to go in the quarter, 27-18, Boonville at the lead. Coleman trying to get a ball screen, curls inside, may have been tripped up, no foul called, and Class is off to the races, left side, 2-on-2. He has Waller on support, Class takes it, goes up for the shot, draws the foul, doesn't fall, and he'll try and do it from the charity stripe. That'll be DJ Westlock's first. Class is more of the true point guard as he gets a generous hop off the back rim off his first. And here's the second. And that is off the front as well. Brownfield, the rebound for Boonville. Go back to Tramell Coleman, across the timeline. Now takes it to the top, drops it off here to Josh Christman, who's also back into the game. Over on the right side, Gokenauer, curls, kick out, left side. Esser open if he wants a three, instead takes it down to the baseline, kicks it out. Brownfield, right side, the three doesn't fall. Hawks at the rebound, trying to hit the home run pass to Class, and it was last touched by Class as Brownfield was trying to get the steal in the process, but he deflected it off Class, and no problem. That's one way to do it. So off the inbound here, Strell Coleman over on to Brownfield on the right side. And now the two by Blake Class is a right block shot, is not going to fall. And .27-19 is the lead for Boonville. They're going to get a foul called on Brownfield, and Blake Class will hit the first of his two free throws as the first one rolls off the front and in. Their sub in, Avion Thomas for Boonville. Kellen Brownfield checks out. Here's the second from the junior. No go. And it's Coleman on the board. Partial press shown by the Tigers, and now they'll retreat. Minute to go here in the half. Here is Thomas from the top of the key. Comes over to the right side for Crispin. Back around to Avion Thomas. Now trying to turn around here is Gokenhauer. The two is blocked by Hogsett, but Boonville keeps it. Thomas from the right elbow, now inside the high post. Forces one inside to Gokenhauer. His first shot's blocked. One more time on the putback, and he'll go to the line. That'll be Hogsett's second for the Macon Tigers. And Gokenhauer, already 2-for-2 tonight, will go back to the line. First one is true. We get second on its way. Rattles in. Now we'll get a 30-second timeout by Jesse Oswald and the Boonville Pirates with 41.7 to go. This is where they'll set up their defense, and while we do that, we'll set up thanking some of our sponsors in the process. We'd also would like to thank Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Capital Paving and Construction, you can check them out online at capitalmo.com, and Science Tricker, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. And as we always do, we'll nominate an outstanding player of the game after all of our high school athletic events, as we do on regional radio. And that is brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, Jeff Raymond Agency, for all your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and more. 9-point lead for Boonville. If we don't have any more jump balls, Macon will get the ball to start the second half. So will they hold for the final shot? Here's Class on the right side. Now they try to go with the alley-oop for Hogsett, and doesn't go for the jump. He actually wanted the fake in the wise decision of getting the layup. Now will Boonville hold for the final shot? They lead 29-22. Here is Coleman. 16 seconds to go here in the half. To Esser. Over to Thomas. 10 seconds. Thomas trying to get a screen through Coleman. Around to the top. 5-4, Crispin, right corner, 3, pulling up on the baseline, Gokenhauer, and that will not fall. It's a 7-point lead for the Boonville Pirates after one half of play. The first time these two schools have met up on the hardwood on the boys' side in 6 years. It's been a fun one. We'll take a look at some of your first half stats in just a moment on The Captain and CentralMoInfo.com.
Looking for a new couch, bed, or table? For over 40 years, Darren Dinger Furniture of Boonville has offered quality furniture at low, affordable prices. Choose from a wide array of sofas, recliners, occasional tables, bedroom, and dining sets from Best Chair, Ashley's, Southern Motion, TEI, and more. They also have a variety of lift chairs in stock. Looking for a new mattress? Check out their line of mattresses from Therapeutic. Visit them on Facebook or at 312 6th Street in Boonville. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 9 to 4. As always, they offer free local delivery and service after the sale.
Shopping for tires? Be sure to visit Rick's Service and Tire in Bevier. We have Yokohama, Nitto, Firestone, Hankook, Falcon, Toyo, Goodyear, Mickey Thompson, BF Goodrich, Cooper, and many more. This is Tyler Shoemaker from Rick's Service and Tire in Bevier. I can help you choose the best tire for your vehicle. You can shop on our new website at rickservicentire.com and search for your new tires and check our rebates. Visit us at Rick's Service and Tire in Bevier and choose the right tire for your vehicle.
The Board of Directors and staff members of Horizon Credit Union would like to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This is Kay, and we want to let you know how much we appreciate your continued business and support. We hope that you are surrounded by friends, family, and many blessings during the holidays and into the new year. And remember, you are always welcome at Horizon Credit Union. Call, click, or visit us in Macon or at Kirksville and at yourhcu.com. 385-8205. Horizon Credit Union and you. Membership makes a difference.
Macon Healthcare Center in Macon is a proud supporter for the Macon Tigers. Not only is their center dedicated to the individual, their partners are committed to the community to which they belong. Throughout the year, they sponsor various activities to give back to the folks in their community and their extended families. When everyone is doing their job with excellence, then great things happen. So do your best, Macon Tigers. Everyone at Macon County Healthcare Center is rooting for you.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com. So, what if you're walking out to your car after work today and it's been mashed by a runaway garbage truck? We've got an agent for that. Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. Ryan Roebuck in Macon is that State Farm agent. Ryan's got your back when things go wrong. So call Ryan Roebuck in Macon today at 385-5757. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We're at half here at Fitzsimmons John Arena, the home of the 2018 Peak Sport and Spine Holiday Shootout. Say that fast three times if you dare. Scott Lunty here alongside with Eric Duick and Stephen Holstein spinning the dials back at the Moberly Mower Sports Desk. We're in game two of number four of our quad header tonight. We're going to have Moberly Warrington girls and boys following suit afterwards. But we're in a boys game between Boonville and Macon, and the Pirates lead the Tigers 29-22. Taking a look at some of your first half stats. Leading the way for the Boonville Pirates is Clayton Gokenhauer, as he has a total of 10. He also has four free throws made. Josh Crisman, Avion Thomas, Malik Brazil each have a three-pointer in this game. Charlie Bronikowski has two field goals inside, as well as Tramell Coleman. And DJ Westlock has a field goal to go as well. And that's the 29 points that the Boonville Pirates have. Meanwhile, for the Macon Tigers, Jameson Hogs at total of 7 points to lead the Tigers. Tanner Lytle has a three and a field goal for a total of five. Blake Glass has gotten to the line multiple times in this game, and he has knocked down four of his six free throws, and he has a total of 4 points. Christian Rickenberg has two, and also Seth Bray also has a two. And again, these two teams are squaring off for the first time in about six or so years. You got to go back all the way to the Centralia tournament back in 2012, the last time that these two boys teams have played. And Sarek alluded to during the girls broadcast, the girls played just 1 year ago. As for some of the halftime adjustments, you want to see a little bit more of an inside presence by the Macon Tigers. That are getting a lot of good ball movement, but they just have had a hard time of getting some of the easy layup shots, and sometimes they're selling for a couple too many threes. They're very much in this game. They've been in a lot of these games all year, as a matter of fact. But they're going to need a good second half and see if they can deteriorate some of the inside play that Boonville is really dominating inside on the glass. And as for Boonville's, almost want to just see if you can stay in that and maybe a little more aggressive on the defensive side and see if you can generate a couple more turnovers. That's probably the two big things you'll look for in the second half. And speaking of, we'll have that next on The Captain and CentralMoInfo.com.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays from your friends at Columbia Orthopedic Group. We are so thankful that our fantastic patients put their trust in us for all of their orthopedic needs. Here's to a happy new year and a very prosperous 2019. When injuries happen or nagging pain persists, give us a call at 573-443-2402. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Season's greetings from all of us here at Columbia Orthopedic Group.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Many of you have allowed us to help you create a better life for your family, and that's what it's all about. As we think back over another year, the best gift we could have ever hoped for is the one you've already given, your belief in us. As you enjoy this special time of year, please remember, your friendship has been one of our greatest gifts of all. In return, we will do everything we can to help you create your best years yet. Thank you from First State Community Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ConAgra Brands, local producer of Banquet frozen foods, takes pride in being a significant part of your mealtime needs. The top-notch people in the Macon area deliver everyday food in extraordinary ways. ConAgra Brands is a proud supporter of Macon and the surrounding communities. ConAgra Brands proudly supports all Macon students and athletes. Good luck, students, in your upcoming games and events from your friends at ConAgra Brands of Macon.
Tax season is almost here. World Finance invites you to meet with their tax professionals at one of their 77 locations across Missouri to prepare and file your returns. You could walk out the same day with a refund advance loan up to $5,000 at 0% interest. Stop by or go online at worldfilestaxes.com to schedule an appointment. The 0% interest refund advance loan is exclusive to World Finance tax refund customers and is offered to qualified individuals with no fees or interest in connection with the product. Tax filing through World Finance is required to qualify.
Hey, with this whole new year, new you thing, you can try new items on the menu at the Pantry.
Like what?
Like a cheese tortellini, you know, with the shrimp and the scallops and the crab and whatnot.
Wow, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, it is. Settle down there.
I can't help it. It's a seafood trio on pasta. It's all I can think about.
Try something new at the Pantry Kitchen and Bar in Macon. View their menus online at thepeartreerestaurant.com.
And we're back here on 99.9 Captain, CentralMoInfo.com. I'm Scott Lunty. Eric Dukes to my left. Stephen Holstein is spinning the dials tonight at the Moberly Motors Sports Desk as we're in game number two of our four of our holiday shootout. And on behalf of all of us here at Regional Radio, hope you and your family have had a wonderful holiday season. I know Eric and I have certainly done so, and what did you get to do back in New York, Mr. Duick?
All kinds of fun things. Hung out with family and friends. Went to Pennsylvania briefly. It was a good time.
Any Times Square visits being in Manhattan?
No, I did not hit up Times Square.
You did not hit up Times Square. Have you been on New Year's?
Honestly, probably not in years.
You got to be kidding me. And you're like, how many blocks from it?
It'd be a couple miles, nothing too bad.
Oh, really? You got to live life, man.
Thanks.
Nevertheless, we're back to action here with Macon getting the ball here to start out. It's a layup by Nash Weller. It's his first points. For those just joining us here on the Captain, CentralMoInfo.com. Macon's in their home white uniforms with the black numbers, orange trim. Tigers on the front of their jerseys. That's an orange with black trim. Meanwhile, as Blake Class picks up his first foul of the contest, Boonville's in their blue away uniforms with white numbers and a black trim around it. Boonville across the chest. They are going left around the radio dial. And doing just that was Charlie Brownikowski. Got the right block layup.
Yeah, these two teams love to both get up and down. This is a fun game to call as it's out of control underneath. Off Bray's shot possession remaining, though, with Macon. But, yeah, a big, big up-and-down game. This is kind of an interesting holiday matchup, too, because, like we said, you have the teams can kind of be out of sorts, and these are two teams that really like to get after it.
There's a deflection out of bounds by Avion Thomas. Macon gets back here as Class for Tigers on the left side. Back around up top here to Nobles. He tries to drive, can't do so. Back out here for Class. Now on the left side for Waller. He's being guarded closely by Brunikowski. Tries to pivot, does, has a lane, takes it to the hoop, and Waller now has 4 points after being held scoreless in the first half. And he's a guy that Macon needs to see pick up on the scoring department in the second half. They want a chance. Here's Thomas for Boonville on to the left side here for Tramell Coleman. Coleman takes it, right hook shot over the bucket, and Bray gets it after it bounced off the back of Chrisman. Cross to Waller, right side, hogs it. Wanted to take a three instead, does the Wiesing. Takes it all the way to the hoop, spins around a pair of Pirates, and gets the two.
I don't know what it was, 37. I think it was 37 points Hogsett scored against Moberly in Moberly's opener. He is such a good scorer. It's unbelievable.
He was actually in a little bit of a lull, according to head coach Dale Devenport, as right side three is going to go out of bounds. Again, averaging about 19 points a game as Jameson Hogsett into tonight's contest. And he'll take it from the right elbow up top to Class. He's the point guard for the Tigers. Back around to Waller. Now left side, here is Nobles. Back up to Hogsett. He'll just pull up for a three. And as to Shy, Boonville just standing around on the defensive side. As Hogs is like, all right, I'll take it.
And that's something that was not part of his game, actually, until this year. He can now knock that down. He really was a 10-foot-and-in player, which is kind of unusual for a wing. He didn't have much of a shot, but he was just so much more athletic. Now he's started to make a few shots here and there.
Big thing Devenport has mentioned for Hogs is just remaining consistent in that scoring side. Sometimes he'll have those 37-point outbursts, as you alluded to, and sometimes he'll be held to like five or six as the right corner three won't fall for Gokenauer and Boonville, and now Class in transition the other way. No problem there for the junior. His first field goal tonight. And just like that, don't look, 31-30, Boonville with the lead, and Macon has opened up on an 8-1 run, or an 8-2 run, I beg your pardon. And here's Chrisman, curls inside. The underhander, a much-needed bucket.
Boonville loves that it has 3-4 guys who can attack, and that was a good example. That's your point guard getting you a much-needed bucket.
Nobles, three, too high of an arc, not enough trajectory. And back the other way is Tramell Coleman off the rebound. He'll go all the way to the hoop and kisses it off the window and in. Back to a 5-point lead. Cross timeline is Hogsett. Takes it to the top. Looks over to the right. Now resets. Man-to-man shown by the Pirates. Hogs it. Attacks. Kick out. Left side. Class. Corner. Three. Got it. And that warrants a timeout. Very evident. Dale Devenport.
That was one of those danger of the Jumbotron type arc threes. That was as pretty of a make as you could have.
It's a full. We'll take it as well on CaptainCentralMoFo.com. Boonville leads 35-33.
Double-digit pay raises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Ryan Roebuck in Macon would like to offer you a free discount double-check TM. He'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discounts you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Ryan Roebuck in Macon today, because being there to help you keep more of your money in your pocket is why he's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Discounts may vary state to state.
Well, happy, happy new year from your friends at CNR Markets, the celebration headquarters, with Aquastar shrimp rings only $4.49, Hillshire Little Smokies at $1.99, 2 liters of 7-Up products, 5 for $5, 10-pound value pack 80% lean ground beef at $1.89 a pound, and fresh never-frozen value pack chicken wings at $1.99 a pound. Check out our Nabisco Buy 5, Save $5 when you get a Nabisco snack cracker for only $1.49. From everyone at CNR Markets, we hope you had a blessed Christmas and a happy new year.
Full timeout called by Jesse Oswald and the Boonville Pirates. And Macon will take it. Or Boonville, check that, we'll take it. They'll come out to the right side. Here's Avion Thomas, right baseline, stretches the lead back out to four. His two is from about 6 feet out. Here is Waller, back to Class. They get across the timeline from the right side. Boonville looks like they want to press up a little bit as they got three at the top of the key. Here is Class. On to the left side for Tanner Lyle, just into the game. Now over to Waller. Waller back up top to Class. Inside, Bray, the two, goes off the noggin of Crispin. Not what he was anticipating, but he's certainly okay. But that insult to injury, he gets a foul on the process as well. That's sequence you want if you're a junior. Here's Class on the left side, back around up top to Waller. Waller looks for a screen through Bray, gets it, takes it to the left side, doesn't get any extra separation. Now Waller takes it, attacks the Boonville zone, and pulls up right in front of him, drops it in their face. What a move there by Nash Waller. And now in stride, here is Bronikowski, transition two, and the easy layup.
It's a really good body control, good up and under to avoid the oncoming defender there, make it an easy shot for himself and finish there. Boonville's responded well after some broken possessions that let Macon get into this thing.
On to the right side, wide open, Lytle under the bucket off the dish from Hogsett. He leads the team in assists with 25, has number 26 now. And Lytle has 7 in this game. Here is Tramiel Coleman for Boonville. Over to Crispin, back to Coleman. Darts one to the inside for Gokenauer. Turns around 180 and puts down to 2.
You're not kidding. That was a dart in there. That was a good job of going up, snatching that ball, and turning it into the shot. That's almost one of those where the quarterback throws it too hard to a nearby receiver. That was an underratedly good catch and turned into a bucket.
Drives over for Waller. His 2 doesn't fall, and rebounded by Gokenauer. And that was almost a better catch than some of the college football playoff catches we have on a monitor nearby. And a layup will not fall for Boonville, deflected out by Macon. And the Pirates will get it back, and they will bring in some personnel along with it. And Macon will check out Blake Class. Avion Thomas will get it over to Bronikowski. Now over to Brazil, one of the few that checked in for Boonville. Takes it to the top now to Josh Crispin. Avion Thomas to Malik Brazil. They play catch. Brazil, Crispin, Thomas, pulls up, 3, and that's too long. Lytle on the rebound, stripped by Thomas from behind, takes it to the hoop, doesn't go. And Bronikowski, the sophomore, getting down and dirty and bumped by Lytle. No foul called, last touch by the Pirates, Macon gets it back. Minute 2 to go here in the third quarter. Hogsett gets it. Boonville press. Waller transition to the right side. Drops it off to Rickenberg just into the game. He comes in for Class. Christian Rickenberg, 49. Takes it to the hoop. Off the bottom of the rim. Gets his own rebound. Kick it out. Lytle. Fadeaway. Jumper. And rolls in the 3. Tanner Lytle in double digits.
He's in there to shoot, and that was not an easy one. Really quick release into that shot. Somewhat contested, too much needed. Now a steal for him.
Can he get making the lead? Underhander drops it home and gets the foul. Tanner Lytle off the steal. And Macon's up 42-41. Could be more.
Oh, now Devonport's ties loose. We're getting fired up over here.
The energy level ramps up. You go from 1.0 to 2.0 when the tie of Dale Devonport comes loose. That's usually a good indication he's a happy camper.
That's a big,
or he's an irate.
And now an offensive rebound off that missed free throw.
Hoxha gets it. Here is Rickenberg. 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Hoxha working on Thomas. Takes it to the rim and rolls it in. A power move by the senior. 7 seconds to go in the quarter. On to the right side, Crispin. Boonville trailing by 3. Kick one out. Thomas to tie it up at the end of the quarter. No go off the front of the rim. Macon has their first lead, 44-41, after a quick start in the third quarter. We'll have the fourth coming up next on the Captain, CentralMoInfo.com.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon.
online at smhmo.org.
Macon Healthcare Center in Macon is a proud supporter for the Macon Tigers. Not only is their center dedicated to the individual, their partners are committed to the community to which they belong. Throughout the year, they sponsor various activities to give back to the folks in their community and their extended families. When everyone is doing their job with excellence, then great things happen. So do your best, Macon Tigers. Everyone at Macon County Healthcare Center is rooting for you.
Macon has their first lead after a 22-point third quarter, 44-41. This has been a fun boys game between these two teams.
What a sequence for Lytle there at the other end. I mentioned how he was kind of known just as a shooter, and then he comes up with a steal, big kind of scooping reverse layup. That's maturation right there.
You almost think he's one of the guys that you want to see step up with. Butner no longer playing with the Tigers due to, unfortunately, a couple injuries he suffered from the football season. It was just simply going to be too much for him to try and recover from. He was a key scorer as well, and could Lytle be that potentially third scorer for the Tigers?
Didn't get a chance to see Mr. Westlock here hit the gridiron this year, but man, that is a big body for a freshman. Jesse Oswald was not kidding when he said he looks like a senior when he walks in the room. He played some linebacker for Greg Huff and the Pirates this year as he misses the free throw.
Cuts the margin down to two. He's definitely made an impact on this game a couple times, especially on the inside. Here is Rickenberg for Macon. Comes around to Waller, now to Lytle. The hot hand for the Tigers comes over to the left side for Rickenberg. Drives his two off the front of the rim. See a lot of potential in Rickenberg and the athleticism. You can tell he's almost there. And Waller gets the rebound off the Boonville miss.
Athlete trying to turn into a basketball player, which is not a criticism. He's a freshman. That's pretty good that he's already got the requisite athleticism.
Had a good season on the gridiron. Second team Clarence Cannon honors. And a fadeaway by Lytle. A little too shy, rebounded by Boonville. And he actually got that opportunity on the gridiron due to Butner's labrum injury. And here's the turnaround two for DJ Westlock, and he'll put the two down. We're tied up 44. It's Hogsett trying to find Bray through his hands, and Westlock gets it on the right side. Thomas trying to draw the charge as Hogsett does not get it, and Avion Thomas will get the two.
Credit to that official for the no call there. He tried to dodge the contact. No clean hit there.
And now we're going to get a foul on the other side as it is Boonville, Charlie Bronikowski, that'll pick up his second foul. Hoxie with 11 points in this game. Looking for more. He does. Now there's a baker's dozen. Don't be thinking about donuts, Eric.
How do you not think about that when you hear that?
I'm just trying to spare you here when I say a dozen. That's all I'm doing. Boonville has the lead again, 46-45. And now a slight delay, and Hawks are ready to take the second. Tie it up. On its way. And rattles it home. Here is Thomas. Wasn't quite ready for the pass. Gets it now. Coleman. Sloppy possession here by Boonville. They somehow get it across the timeline and now deflect it out as Waller puts it off of Thomas. And that was just a sloppy transition there by the Pirates. 46 apiece. 5:50 to go here in the quarter. In the game, as a matter of fact. Here is Class. Lobs on the right side of Rickenberg from the corner. Might be trapped. Gets out of it. Here's Class. A little bit of a smaller lineup here for the Tigers.
Don't reach there, Mr. Westlock, on the smaller guard. Might get beat.
And they drop it over to Hogs. It wide open left corner. Waller doesn't take it. Instead, drives, pulls up to two, and that is just shy. And it will be two shots coming up for the senior Waller as they're going to get Westlock on the reach. That is actually his third. And here's the first for Waller. That is off the front. He's a 62% free throw shooter coming into tonight. Game's really slowed down for Nash Waller, according to Coach Dale Davenport. And the second shot will go. .47-46, and now a carry called as they tried to dispatch one over to Thomas just beyond the timeline. Got a lot of high school kids out and about for this game. We've already seen Moberly Sid Flood. Westrand's Ben Miller's here. Brandon Weitrich is a little early as well for the Spartans on the left corner. Here's Hogsett. His three doesn't fall. Seen a couple other kids as well. Good to see them supporting these high school athletes, even though they have no connections whatsoever to the school. And here is a two by DJ Westlock. Boonville up 48-47. Here is Bray. Back on the left side for Class. 48-47. Boonville with the lead. Class to Bray. He has Rickenberg wide open on the right corner if he wants. Instead, Class forces one inside for Waller. Looked like he wasn't quite ready for that pass and goes out. Tanner Lytle into the game. Seth Bray checks out. And so it will be Avion Thomas that takes it for Boonville up to the left side for Esser. And now Westlock can't get it to go. Reset for Thomas. Zone shown by Macon. Nola pass to Coleman on the right elbow. Back up top to Thomas. Now to the left side for Esser. Inside. Westlock back out. Right wing. Coleman. Now the hook two is good by Sam Esser.
It's a great weak side cut there. Good look. Good find from a teammate. Put that one through.
Waller across the timeline now. 50-47. Making it can tie it with a three from the high post. Hogs it. Right side. Rickenberg. Out left side. Lytle. Left corner for the tie. No go. And it'll be Coleman on the rebound.
What a rocket pass, though, from Rickenberg. That's a shot you'd love to knock down. Such a good find. You're not going to get a better look.
Under the hoop. Westlock. Starting to take over the game a little bit with two and a 30-second timeout call by Dale Davenport and the Macon Tigers as they lead, or they trail, I should say, 52-47, 3:24 to go here in this contest.
While we have a moment, I will preface this by saying total 360, but would have been one of, if not the biggest news stories of the year, and we were getting asked about it a little bit, but there was an apparent double homicide in Moberly, and that is now up at centralmoinfo.com. Total sidebar from the broadcast, but obviously we are news, weather, and sports, and we coincidentally ran our news year in review program today, and maybe that'll be eligible for next year and might be one of, if not the top stories. So those are fortunately very few and far between, and we did have a couple passerbys ask if we had heard about that, so I'll just let those concerned or interested know. You can head to centralmoinfo.com and find out all about that, at least what's known to this stage.
Yeah, very preliminary. Centralmoinfo.com. As Eric alluded to, your newswire and sports source 24/7. A two will not fall for the Macon Tigers. That's a big miss, too, because right now it's a five-point game. If Boonville can hit a shot, you're talking about three possessions with 3 minutes to go. Here is Gokenhauer from the right elbow inside here for Westlock. Back around up top to Coleman. Westlock is guarded by Waller. Gokenhauer also available as well. Now they will go to Bronikowski, and his two will go from left baseline. Boonville bringing up the size here. Macon trying to
counter with the speed. Here's Hoxett to the rim, knocks it down. And now Dale Davenport saying, get back, get back, get back, get back. And they'll come around to the Gokenhauer on the left side. Macon gets back on defense, and they'll reset. Here is Thomas. Trying to get some help. Does so from Coleman. Inside from the right high post. His shot off the front rim. Hawks at the rebound. Pushes it across the timeline. Almost lost control. Now does. Coleman gets it. Two on one the other way. Waller back. Thomas. Left side. The block and rolls in. Loss of control of the ball by Hawksett. Results in points the other way. Just like that, it's 56-49. Right side, Rickenberg takes it to the hoop. Now is hesitant and ends up being a wise move there by the freshman as he got two to run right into him and picks up a foul, DJ Westlock. And that is his fourth. So he's going to come out of the game.
This will be a really interesting cat and mouse down the stretch. I'll expand on that in a moment at the next dead ball.
It'll be Waller over to Rickenberg. Now back to Klass, who substitutes for Waller. The three is to the right. Thomas, the rebound.
Well, that won't help that cat and mouse, but I was going to say Macon has some quality shooters as we have a foul here in transition. Nobody in the bonus yet. But anyway, you have some quality shooters for Macon, but then also Boonville has the speed to try and run around and play quality keep away, yet Macon's so good at forcing turnovers. So this stalling will be an interesting process given these two teams and how they match up.
Two by Bronikowski. He has a dozen. 9-point lead. Waller need the layup. Got the layup. On the left side, and a full timeout called by the Macon Tigers. We'll do it as well. 1:22 to go here in the fourth. 58, Boonville, Macon 51 on the Captain Central MoInfo.com.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road, and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
This is probably the most important radio ad you will ever hear. This is Andy Bush with Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City. When you use our app to do your banking, all your bank information stays secure. Your banking is done on the app, not on the phone or tablet. And when you close the app, all your information remains on our computer, not on your phone or tablet. And that's important because no one can pick up your phone and access your bank accounts. It all happens here at Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
We're back here on KIRK Macon and online at centralmoinfo.com. Minute 22 to go here in the boys' game between Macon and Boonville. And the Pirates lead 58-51. It's Avion Thomas that will take it, and a reaching foul is going to get called on Blake Klass. That's the 14th foul by the Tigers. Coming up next, we got Moberly Warrington, a girls boys doubleheader, and to round things out on the holiday shootout. There are 8 games total today as we had the South Shelby teams here earlier this morning. We also had Centralia and Bowling Green prior to this Macon Boonville doubleheader. And to round things out, it'll be Moberly Warrington. So quick inbound, it is Crispin, and it will be Christian Rickenberg that will foul. And they're trying to get Boonville to the line.
Understandable at this point.
High lobbing inbound over to Crispin, and a reaching foul by Rickenberg, and this will take them to the line, with that being the seventh.
Maybe could have played keep away for another couple of seconds there. Or pardon me, you maybe could have tried to force keep away for a couple another seconds, keep going after a steal. But all in all, no problem. I think that's pretty standard there. You got to get Boonville to the line. And remember, this is just a one-on-one.
And here it is. The shot by Chrisman is no good. Pays off. If they can get points, Hawks, it forces one. And Thomas gets the turnover. Now Macon has to foul again. And Class will do just that as Coleman. Macon tried to hit the home run pass down deep. And Thomas with the beautiful read to snatch that. Now one-on-one coming up for Coleman as Class gets called for the foul, and that it rattles out again. Waller across the timeline. Left side. Class, the three. Too shy. Offensive rebound. Lytle back around to Class. The hook. No go. He tries again. Kick it out. Lytle, how about now? There we go. 58-54. Lytle putting the Macon Tigers on his back.
It's so hard to turn a switch on and off. I think Dale Devenport might even be telling this to Blake Class right there. But once you hit that three, make Boonville at least get to the front court before you foul. I'm not saying you can get picky and choosy on who you start fouling in this spot. You have too little time, especially just the way high school structure, basketball is structured. But there, I would have made him at least work for a few seconds.
One-on-one, and it's good by Avion Thomas. His first time to the line tonight.
Especially just the way that these two teams are so helter-skelter, you got a chance to force a turnover there. But either way, Boonville finally knocks one down at the line. How many chances could you give Macon before they don't hit a three?
Second shot, good. Two big free throws from the junior Thomas. Chrisman checks out. And DJ Westlock back into the game. The freshman has four fouls. 45 seconds to go here in the game. Macon trails 60-54. Lytle, will he take it? No, it's Waller left side. And takes a 360 and rolls in. And a timeout called by Macon. Not over yet.
I don't know that I saw this coming per se, but remember, I specifically prefaced these two teams and the way they match up. When I was talking about that cat and mouse, this is what I was talking about here, just that you have Macon, who has such an ability to play with an out-of-control wild tempo. And I say that in a good way, that I kind of viewed anything as possible with these teams matching up in the final moments, and here you have it.
So it's a 60-57 game, and it'll be double bonus when the Boonville Pirates go back to the line. Assuming they will foul here off of the inbound. Or at least that's what they've been attempting to do. They could try and change things up and go for the steal. But Macon's out of timeouts in the process as well. As that was the final timeout. Boonville has four remaining. And they have all three of their fulls and a half. All right, here we go. Clayton Gokenhauer will inbound it. And it is going to be Thomas. They do try to go for a steal and nothing there. And Rickenberg will commit the foul. Thomas back to the line. Already hit his first free throws. But this time it's double bonus. So unless things go all bad for Boonville, they have a chance to put the cherry on top here. First shot. No good. Still a three-point game. So shot went off the back of the rim. Class back into the game for Macon. Isaac Nobles, or check that, Colby Vincent checks out. Second shot by Thomas to make this a two-possession game. On its way, hits it. Big free throw by the junior. They'll roll on in. 32 seconds. Hogs it from the top. Trying to go for the two, and he'll get it. And now they'll press. They will come all the way to Westlock, and he will get the layup. 15 seconds, clock still running. Class, left side. Lytle, need the three. Too strong. 8 seconds, and that's going to just about do it.
Lot happening there. Usually you want to kill some clock. I like Westlock going to get that bucket because a one-on-one that became a one-on-oh, uncontested too, is a much better proposition than a couple of free throws, and then great transition defense on the back end of it as well.
So it'll be Charlie Bronikowski to the line now. 7.1 seconds in Boonville. Even though the sophomore will miss, are going to improve to 6-5 on the season in the final game of 2018. Second shot is a little too shy. 4 seconds, hogs it. One final drive, and he'll get the two to fall, and it will make it a 63-61 final. Boonville picks up the W. We'll take a break here on the Captain and CentralMoInfo.com. Take a look at some of the final stats in just a moment.
Tigers! Macon R1 School is on the fast track to success and united as a whole. School, students, and community-wide. Macon R1 strives for continuous improvement and takes pride in their accomplishments from top to bottom, whether it be in the classroom or on the field. Macon R1 School has great things happening all the time, always taking pride in giving their best. To find out more about the roar happening at Macon R1 School, visit their website at macon.k12.mo.us or check them out on Facebook.
Macon Tigers!
Hey, with this whole new year, new you thing, you can try new items on the menu at the Pantry.
Like what?
Like a cheese tortellini, you know, with the shrimp and the scallops and the crab and whatnot.
Wow, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, it is. Settle down there.
I can't help it. It's a seafood trio and pasta. It's all I can think about.
Try something new at the Pantry Kitchen and Bar in Macon. View their menus online at thepeartreerestaurant.com.
The Board of Directors and staff members of Horizon Credit Union would like to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This is Kay, and we want to let you know how much we appreciate your continued business and support. We hope that you are surrounded by friends, family, and many blessings during the holidays and into the new year. And remember, you are always welcome at Horizon Credit Union. Call, click, or visit us in Macon or at Kirksville and at yourhcu.com. 385-8205. Horizon Credit Union and you. Membership makes a difference.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
For details, see Shannon Ray, your shelter insurance agent in Macon.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from your friends at Columbia Orthopedic Group. We are so thankful that our fantastic patients put their trust in us for all of their orthopedic needs. Here's to a Happy New Year and a very prosperous 2019. When injuries happen or nagging pain persists, give us a call at 573-443-2402. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Season's greetings from all of us here at Columbia Orthopedic Group.
Many of you have allowed us to help you create a better life for your family, and that's what it's all about. As we think back over another year, the best gift we could have ever hoped for is the one you've already given, your belief in us. As you enjoy this special time of year, please remember, your friendship has been one of our greatest gifts of all. In return, we will do everything we can to help you create your best years yet. Thank you from First State Community Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Take a look at some of the final stats here of this Macon Boonville boys game. 63-61 is the final. And Clayton Gokenhauer and Charlie Bronikowski each with a total of 12. DJ Westlock with a total of 11. And Avion Thomas with a total of 12. A very balanced offensive effort tonight from the Boonville Pirates. Meanwhile, for Macon, Jameson Hogsett leading all scorers with 18. and Tanner Lytle with a total of 16. And then you have Nash Weller with a total of 12, all in the second half. Blake Class with 9. And we got a 2 from separating Christian Reichenberg, or Rickenberg, I should say, to round out. All right, player of the game. This is a tough one. We're going to go with Clayton Gokenhauer. Made an impact from start to finish. Also, he didn't really get much into foul trouble. We didn't talk about his name much, but he was all over the floor, quietly doing his thing, and it was definitely a very impressive performance. He gets it. Brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, Jeffreyman Agency, for all your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and more. All right, we'll set up the girls' game between Moberly and Warrington in just a moment on the Captain Central MoInfo.com.
MizzouMac offers you the best of both worlds. MizzouMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your MizzouMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MizzouMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Looking for a new couch, bed, or table? For over 40 years, Darren Dinger Furniture of Boonville has offered quality furniture at low, affordable prices. Choose from a wide array of sofas, recliners, occasional tables, bedroom, and dining sets from Best Chair, Ashley's, Southern Motion, TEI, and more. They also have a variety of lift chairs in stock. Looking for a new mattress? Check out their line of mattresses from Therapeutic. Visit them on Facebook or at 312 6th Street in Boonville, open Tuesday through Friday.